Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
All right, I told you that my one was going to be slippery, and it is, because
all right.
It's all about worms, okay?
Ooh, I like worms. Do you know, I like finding them in the garden, like digging them up.
Oh, because your place backs onto a reserve.
Yes. Yeah,
so you would have a lot of worms.
Yes, the soil is very good.
Oh, that's brilliant. Because yeah. I remember I struggled. I was trying to look for worms once, and I spent like a good hour. Couldn't find one
worm. You've got to do it in the wet season too. Can't find them in summer. Or I'll lift up the corner of the AstroTurf.
Oh, I love
there.
It under there.
Yes.
Got to get some AstroTurf first. All right, so the UK, they have a new way of getting rid of food waste. They've called the initiative the Urban Worm. Now, it's part of their plan to hashtag worm up Britain and improve organic waste by turning people into worm farmers.
Yes.
So basically funded by the National Lottery, the Urban Worm Community Interest Company, they have thousands of packs of tiger worms. I don't know really what I'd...
Yeah, I wonder what... I'm guessing it's stripy.
Stripe, yeah. I'm like, is that the same as the worm we have here?
Probably not. We got the brown earthworms.
But they still have those little layers, like stripes.
All right, you keep talking, I will Google a tiger worm.
So basically, they've got thousands of these worms ready to be delivered to schools, community groups, households, whoever wants them, really. All you need to do is go onto their website, download a form, create your own worm farm. So you have to prove that you've got a worm farm. The moment you do that, they send it straight to your letterbox. And so they deliver worms to your letterbox.
Okay. So they're compost worms.
Yes, they're
not the same as regular earthworms.
Oh, really?
So there are several varieties of composting worms. The most common is the tiger worm. They have different characteristics to an earthworm.
What? Does it not all just crawl through the mud and eat
compost
stuff?
Worms live closer to the surface and prefer wetter conditions and eat rotting organic material. Maybe I've got tiger worms.
You need to compost more.
Well, we do. We've got a big compost bin.
Oh, maybe that's why you've got them.
Maybe.
They're thriving. Well, they're great for your garden. The worm poop is amazing.
Maybe that's why my soil is so good.
Possibly, because people sell worm poo.
Do they?
Yeah, or worm wee, I think it's called. Yeah, they sell
it. Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's amazing for your plants.
So how do I get the worm wee out of my compost bin?
Look, I don't know all the T's and C's. I don't know how this works. However, we used to have a work experience person here, and that was his main source of income.
Selling worm wee.
Yep.
All right.
His whole backyard had containers, and somehow it was like a flow thing where they eat. And
just
then
put a little tap on the bottom of
it. It seemed like he had jars under each little worm farm, and then he would sell the jars.
Okay, stop talking. We'll talk this off air. Okay. We'll do a side hustle.
$1 million, here we go.
Beck and Jazeel's worm wee.
Gross.
A nice ring to it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, that's the end of the story. Basically, they claim, well, the CEO of Urban Worm Community Interest Company claims that they can reverse global climate change within 10 to 15 years just by doing this.
Love it. Get on board to the worm wee.
Just quickly, Christine got in touch. She said it's called worm tea, not worm wee or worm poo. Worm tea.
Worm tea.
Yeah.
It's probably a bit more tasteful than
worm wee. Yeah. I want to buy a worm wee. Worm tea? Sure.
Sure. Why not? Okay. So mine is along the same lines as yours in terms of being environmental.
Okay.
Because a Dutch visionary has helped refugees at a camp recycling all their plastic trash into new products.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So it's a really small portable plastic recycling machine. It turns the camp's waste plastic into furniture, bricks and other useful objects.
What?
So it's not a charity aid organisation. It's a company has donated these machines to the refugee camp so then they can set up their own businesses.
That is brilliant.
Even comes with like label makers and stuff like that so they can start their own businesses by recycling all the waste products and turning them in. They've turned them into like chairs, like folders, bowls. Yeah,
that is
so many things.
Awesome. And right on that, I've just thought of an idea. We all love Lego, playing with blocks as a kid. Why not have something that literally just turns it into blocks? Same format every time. So you throw in some plastic and it spits out blocks.
Well, I think that Lego might have an issue with
that. They can take the idea. I don't care. I just want Lego.
Tell Lego they need to build with recycled plastic. Done.
Oh, yeah, that's what.
There's two good news stories for your Thursday.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from the Drive Show. Just visit 98.5.com and don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.